This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in from the Charlotte Observer, Jordan Rodrigue. Jordan, good morning. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I sure love being in this city. It's gorgeous.
It is. Oh, it's a wonderful city. We know you know the city and the state well from covering Penn State previously, and
yes,
now you get to cover the Panthers here in Pittsburgh against the Steelers. You know, the things I read from the Observer and the things that I read all around is Cam Newton just lauding and lauding and speaking so wonderfully about Antonio Brown. Jordan, when I hear this stuff and the stuff that's been disseminated, it doesn't seem at all fake. It seems like that Cam Newton is as big of an Antonio Brown fan as there is on this planet. Is that true?
Yeah, it's pretty cool when you hear some of these elite athletes speak so earnestly and so highly of each other in terms of the respect for the work ethic and respect for the talent. And, you know, they really vibed super well when they were in Miami this offseason working out together. And there's not a lot of people out there that can challenge Cam Newton in a workout. He's pretty much done it all in terms of the workouts throughout his career. But he said that Antonio Brown came pretty close and was one of the guys who really pushed him, really challenged him at all hours of the day and night, kind of to shock the system a little bit, jolt the body, and get into a workout, which was kind of a methodical thing for them to prepare for the season. And I thought that was really interesting. And it just seemed like they really had a great time and really got along together, but they pushed each other too.
What's led to Cam's bounce back after a couple of subpar years, Jordan?
Well, he's healthier than he's ever been, first of all. I think 2016 was a bad year. You know, he hurt his shoulder in the Chargers game, which is about two-thirds of the way through the season, but did not have the surgery, kind of rehabbed it through the season. And in 2017, you know, he didn't get it off season at all or preseason. His first throw basically came in the last series of the third preseason game, and then he didn't throw again until the opener. So it was kind of this really slow bounce back to his current health in terms of where he was at with that shoulder. And then also he's just really, really enjoying having all of these playmakers, all these weapons around him, having Greg Olsen back and, you know, somewhat healthy, not completely healthy, but having him back on the field. He's really, really enjoying North Turner's offense. It allows this team to play fast. Cam Newton's happiest when he's playing fast, and he's been really efficient, taking care of the ball, only four picks this year so far, and has really enjoyed getting the ball to playmakers who can create yards after the catch and yards after the play, and that's something that I think he really enjoys.
Jordan Rodrigue, Charlotte Observer, she joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's flip sides of the ball when the Pittsburgh Steelers have the football. Is Thomas Davis, after he's back from that four-game suspension, is Thomas Davis going to be the primary guy to have to get in there and play physical against James Conner tonight?
Yeah, he kind of is the general in terms of making sure that not only the linebackers can go downhill against a running back that's sideline to sideline as well. And James Conner, I think, will be one of the biggest threats that this linebackers unit has faced this year. You know, they shut down Saquon Barkley as a runner, not as a pass catcher. They also shut down Ezekiel Elliott, but James Conner is kind of, to me, and you guys know better than I do, but to me, he is a really physical, hard downhill runner that they haven't really seen a similar guy, maybe an Adrian Peterson type of guy in Washington. But then also, he's a really hard physical runner in the passing game. And Ron Rivera went on and on about him this week and how hard he runs his routes, how hard he makes sure he can get himself open in the passing game. And so that's where I think the linebackers will really have their hands full, because Carolina has had some issues, especially defending the middle of the field, if running backs, pass-catching backs and tight ends have gotten open there.
In the run game, specifically, the interior of the defensive line was short up this offseason, Jordan, when they went out and got Dontari Poe. Has he lived up to expectations, or at least lived up to the contract they signed him to?
Yeah, you know, I think fans kind of get on Dontari Poe a little bit because he's not putting up the splash stats that Kawan Short does in terms of, you know, the batted down balls, the sacks. but he's gotten a lot of vertical pressure, which is what the Panthers have asked of him, like just making the pocket more shallow for some of these quarterbacks and also stuffing the run. So they've been consistent in terms of their gap accountability in the first, you know, couple games, and they've kind of struggled at times against runners. You know, they've been off and on, and this year for the first time allowed a 100-yard rusher in the first time they've done that in the last 21 games. So that was not – that was kind of a sore spot for them. And that was when you could definitely tell these guys are still trying to gel and trying to work together. But they've kind of shored up a lot more. And Dontari Poe, I think, has found – has settled in a little bit more as that anchor point. And I think Carolina wants him to start kind of moving a little bit more to make those athletic plays and to make those splash plays.
What do you think this trip back here means to David Tepper?
Oh, it's huge. It's absolutely huge, to coin one of his own phrases. But I think that especially in light of, and on a serious note, in light of everything that has happened in this city and the tragedy that's happened in this city in recent weeks, this is just a really powerful trip for him on a human level, as a businessman, coming back and being as successful as he is and having, you know, family in the area and being from East Liberty right down the road. You know, his roots are here, and every time he comes here, you can kind of see them, and he's not one to hold back how he feels or say, you know, hold back what he thinks or what he's experiencing at any given moment. And especially to see the Rooney family, who really gave him his first shot in the NFL. It just means so incredibly much to him. He will always hold a very special place in his heart for the Pittsburgh Steelers and for the city as well.
How much did he have to do, Jordan, with bringing in Eric Reed?
They basically went to him the very last thing. They said, "Hey, is this cool?" And he said, "Yep." So
okay.
It was basically the last guy, and honestly, I don't think there was any way he wasn't going to sign off on a guy like Eric Reed. The Panthers were really excited to bring him in, and it was funny because, you know, you get the questions in the following weeks about, you know, Eric and his protest of systemic inequality, and you hear the players are like, "Why are you guys asking us about this? It's not a distraction until you ask us about it." And it was funny because that's been the line all the way down from the very top. To the very bottom of the organization. Everyone has been just really excited to have him, and David Tepper, I think, especially.
Jordan Rodriguez, Charlotte Observer. Jordan, get out. I know you love our city. Get out, walk around, enjoy it. Good weather today. Have a good time. Late. That's the one good thing about a late Thursday kickoff. You can walk around and do some stuff.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, guys. It's a pleasure.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Jordan.
Thank you so much, Jordan. We appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.